People hoping to catch a glimpse of the rare Kermode bear, or spirit bear, near Terrace and Kitimat are being urged to stay in their vehicles and avoid actions that could put the animals at risk. Recent social media posts showing Kermode bears along the highway and forest roads in the area have sparked public interest, with BC Conservation Officer Micah Neller noting the posts are prompting more people to head out in search of the animals. "I know people want to go and see them. And that's fine, but the more people that do that, the more chance there is that somebody may feed one of those bears, and then that's not going to be good for the bear," Neller said. The Kermode bear, which carries cultural and ecological significance in BC's coastal rainforests, is a rare subspecies of the American black bear. While most have black fur, a small portion, estimated at just 100 to 500 of the total 400 to 1,200 individuals, carry a recessive gene that results in the iconic white or cream-colored coat. Neller stressed that any attempt to interact with these bears, especially by offering food or baiting them closer for a better photograph, is dangerous. "They become so habituated that they start approaching vehicles to seek a food reward," he said. "They either end up climbing on vehicles, opening their hands in the windows of cars and things like that, or they move to a town and start approaching people's houses." Once habituated, bears are at higher risk of being struck by vehicles or involved in altercations with people, outcomes that can lead to the animals being euthanized. "That's the last thing that we want to do, euthanize any bear, but especially a Kermode bear, just because people have been careless," Neller said. The public is reminded that under BC's Wildlife Act, it is illegal to feed or attract dangerous wildlife, including bears. Violations can result in fines of up to $100,000 or 1 year in jail. "Stay in the vehicle, keep the windows rolled up, take your pictures and move on," Neller said. "There's more and more people going out to view them, and that's just bumping up the likelihood and the chance of a conflict."